As we search through the 23rd Psalm, verse by verse and phrase by phrase, looking for every truth the Lord has for us, I think you may be surprised today at what we shall find. You may never have thought of it in the light of what you're going to hear, but think it through and pray over it and see what the Lord says to you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Divinely chosen paths are always best for the child of God. There is no place of greater security or safety than following the great shepherd in the way of his choice. Thus, with unwavering faith, David could say, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. It is not always easy to follow the Lord. Sometimes the paths of righteousness wind through the valley of the shadow of death. But those who follow Christ can say, as did David, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. It matters not where the great shepherd leads, all will be well. We have the unquestionable promise of his presence. What more do we need? In 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 5, we are told that our sufficiency is of God. Because of the reality of the Lord's nearness, we are assured of his all-sufficiency in all things, enabling us to abound to every good work. In the foregoing studies on the 23rd Psalm, we have watched the shepherd tenderly caring for his sheep, leading them to the green pastures, and then to the still waters. Wanderers from the flock were restored. Now the shepherd leads them over the right paths toward home. There were times when it was necessary to go through the dreaded valley of the shadow of death. Actually, there is such a valley in Palestine. One writer, in describing this valley, says every sheep herder from Spain to Dalmatia knows about it. It is south of the Jericho Road leading from Jerusalem to the Dead Sea, and it is a narrow passageway through a mountain range. Climatic and grazing conditions make it necessary for the sheep to be moved through this valley for seasonal feedings each year. The valley is 4.5 miles long. Its sidewalls are over 1,500 feet high in places, and it is only 10 or 12 feet wide at the bottom. Travel through the valley is dangerous because its floor is badly eroded by cloudbursts and gullies 7 or 8 feet deep. Actual footing on solid rock is so narrow in many places that a sheep cannot turn around, and it is an unwritten law of shepherds that flocks must go up the valley in the morning hours and down toward the evening, lest flocks meet in the passageway. About halfway through the valley, the walk crosses from one side to the other at a place where the path is cut in two by an 8-foot gully. One section of the path is about 18 inches higher than the other. The sheep must jump across it. The shepherd stands and coaxes or forces the sheep to make the leap. If a sheep slips and lands in the gully, the shepherd's crook is encircled around a large sheep's neck or a small sheep's chest, and it is lifted to safety. Many wild dogs lurk in the shadows of the valley, looking for prey. After a band of sheep has entered the passageway, the leading sheep may come upon such a dog. Unable to retreat, the leader baas a warning. The shepherd, skilled in throwing his rod, hurls it at the dog and knocks the animal into the washed-out gully, where he is easily killed. Thus the sheep had learned to fear no evil in the valley of the shadow of death, for their shepherd is there to aid them and protect them from harm. To be sure, no follower of the great shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, can expect to avoid the valley of the shadow of death. The paths of righteousness lead us through this valley. What is the valley of the shadow of death about which David speaks? though this verse has been quoted by saints in every age for comfort and assurance at death, it was seen from verse 5 that David was not thinking primarily of death, for indeed there are no enemies in the presence of the believer as he dies. He enters the visible presence of the Lord immediately to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Paul said, while speaking of death, that he had a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which was far better. He was conscious of the great truth that when the believer closes his eyes in physical death, at that instant the soul was translated into the glorious presence of the Lord Jesus. Now, in my thinking, I believe that the valley of the shadow of death refers to the many trials of life believers must face. Sorrow and suffering of all kinds are part of the valley experience. It could refer as well to the agony often experienced before death, or the sorrow that frequently shrouds loved ones after death, but never death itself. Christ, in his death and resurrection, removed the darkness from death. For the believer in Christ, death is the gate of entry into the beautiful presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Until our great shepherd calls us to abide in the house of the Lord forever, we must follow him, even though the strange paths may lead us into sickness, sorrow, or suffering. The Bible does not promise freedom from discomfort or anguish in this life. Trials are to be expected. Christians are by no means immune. The way of the cross is not a path of ease and comfort. Oftentimes we're led through deep sorrow and great trials. Jesus said, "In the world ye shall have tribulation." But keep in mind, we are never alone. The believer walks by divine appointment. The eye of the Lord is upon him. The hand of the Lord sustains him. Christ feels the pain of every aching nerve in the body. He senses the stress of the disturbed mind. He understands the grief of the breaking heart. Christ knows of all the uncertainty and testings of the valley. "Thou art with me," David declares. Christ is always with his own. He never leaves them. For this reason, David could say, "I will fear no evil." Even in the shadows of sorrow, anxiety, death, or whatever it may be, we need not fear. For every shadow is produced by a light. The stronger the shadow, the brighter the light. You can't have a shadow without a light. The Lord Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." This means the believer shall not continue in darkness. There may be darkness along the way. In fact, the valley of the shadow of death is more literally translated the valley of deep darkness. When the shepherd took his sheep into the valley, it was not to stay, but to pass through. Our great shepherd does the same. He leads us into the valley, but never to remain in it. Always while passing through, we have the light. Christ is there. That's why we need not fear evil. Over 80 times, God says in his word, "Fear not." How do we get rid of the plague of fear? Love Christ more. Surrender your life fully to him. Commit everything to his keeping. Then you will worry about nothing. Love him fully, and fear will be routed out. Sometimes the Lord takes us through the valley of deep darkness simply to remind us of his nearness. You see, we're so forgetful of the Lord's mercies that we need an occasional reminder. At this point in the psalm, David seems to get closer to the Lord than ever before. Up to this verse, he has been speaking in the third person and using the personal pronoun he. "He leadeth me. He maketh me. He restoreth my soul." But when he comes to speak of the valley of deep darkness, the third personal pronoun is changed to the second. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. We can easily sense the fact of David's drawing closer to his great shepherd as he passes through the precipitous and treacherous paths of the dark valley. Most valley experiences have this effect on us. Well, the Lord may be leading you through a dark valley at this moment. If you know Christ, be assured you will not stay in that valley. You can trust Him to do the impossible if it is His blessed will. Now, if you don't know Christ as Savior and Lord, now is the time to receive Him into your life. I hope you'll take Him into your life so you can face the dark valleys ahead. He is ready to enter into your life if only you will open the door to your heart and let Him in. Heavenly Father, lay your hand upon those who are going through the valley of darkness and give them your peace as you've promised in the Word. May they trust you fully and walk by faith and not by sight. For I ask in Jesus' name, amen.